This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm going to start with Drag Me to Brunch. Let's do that first. Right now, take the word pretty. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. P-R-E-T-T-Y. And text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win tickets to our Drag Me to Brunch event at the W in San Francisco. The word is pretty. Text it now and you'll be in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. With us and with Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
I saw the value of this prize. These tickets are hot. So, yeah.
Is it because of the VIP
status? Oh. Yeah.
Mm. And, do we get like extra?
They get everything.
Sauce?
Everything's covered. Bottomless mimosas, food, everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Plus the whole drag show.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And you can buy tickets. Go to RadioAlice.com and you'll see a link there.
Is a virgin mimosa just orange juice?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Well, you could put some sparkling water in it.
You could put something sparkling in it.
Yeah. I was just curious. I was thinking about the bottomless mimosa and thought, wait a minute. I'll just be drinking a lot of orange juice.
Yep.
Take your antacid.
You're going to get canker sores if you're not careful.
Yeah. Yikes.
If it's when they give you champagne and they give you orange juice and you can make your own mimosa, yes. If it's pre-made mimosas, ew.
Everything
will be top notch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a mimosa rule. Huh.
Yeah. Right. You want to, it is true. If you make your own, then you control your amount.
Mm.
A lot of places will try to skimp you, but not the W. They're like,
what's your ideal orange juice to champagne ratio?
1/3 champagne, the rest OJ. Oh, wow. I don't love champagne.
Okay.
What about you? You half and half girl?
No. Oh my gosh. No, I like champagne and just like a pipette of orange juice.
Oh, a pipette.
Just
she wants no orange juice. She
just
wants
order champagne.
Just order champagne. You're certainly allowed to do that.
You'll be a VIP.
It makes her feel like she doesn't have a problem if she puts a pipette.
I didn't know the term, but that's how I used to have my screwdrivers. All vodka and a pipette of orange juice.
When you say pipette, do you just mean like you took one of those stirring straws and drop it into orange juice, put your finger over the top, pick up a straw's worth and drop it in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I made my screwdrivers.
We
good job.
It.
They used to have a drink at Grumpy's called the Maddie, and it was a pint glass of vodka with a pipette of
a pint
soda
glass
water.
Of vodka. The Maddie, everyone. Take me to brunch.
Some of us have had to stop drinking.
Yes, some of us will be having virgin mimosas. Others of us will.
I like virgin bloodies. Mm. Bloody Mary mix is so good.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I don't want a virgin, but you know.
Well,
but you should definitely have it virgin. Okay, let me start this over. Pretty is the code word. 20357 is our contest line. It's always 20357. We do a lot of this kind of contest. So pretty is this hour's code word. 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch on the Line at the W in SF on June 28th. This is a Pride event, and you are more than welcome to join us. Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race. All stars will be there to entertain, among other drag acts. And we'd love to have you there. This hour's code word is pretty. Another chance for you to win on Jane's show right when it starts at 3:05. This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. They've really got it all.
Mm-hmm.
30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today. LaGarzaSports.org. I wanted to mention that this morning I went on to youtube.com/@@symbolradioalice973.
Okay.
And I was looking because we now have cameras here in the studio. And that's Bob's main job. She's going to handle that and do clips of the day and put little clips up there. And so I was like, oh, there's only three videos up here. So I clicked on videos. And these videos, I don't know who populated this or where everything was pulled from, but there are videos from Now in Zen backstage in 2010. Some of these have been on, they say it's been posted 11 years ago, but Goo Goo Dolls backstage at Now in Zen Fest 2011.
Did I mishear you? Did you just say there were three videos?
First, there was, so you get on the homepage. So you go to that and at Radio Alice 973. There's three videos.
Okay.
They're like the most recent videos or whatever. Then you click on videos at the top. There's like a...
And then there's a history is all there.
Right.
Okay.
So then there's just videos. Here's everything that's been posted. And there are thousands of videos through the whole history of our show.
The movie we did,
Happy Birthday to a Listener. Like, it goes back so far. If it goes back to something that you did, it goes back...
Pre 2008, 2006.
It's crazy. So, and it's not just us, although a lot of it is. Like, there's tons of Yuzette and Brin's on there. Icky's on there. Like, it's incredible. Tons of history from this show, and so much backstage stuff, interviews that Jane did. So it's like I'm looking at Matt Nathanson from Summer Thing. From this one says 11 years ago, but it doesn't have the. I think these are even older than that.
It's fun to see Jane. Like, I love watching the old videos of Jane. She's just like, it's like she's timeless.
Yeah, it's crazy. My mouse just died. Oh, now I'm connected. Never mind. I don't know why that happens. It's almost like to give me a heart attack. All right. So anyway, if you go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973, tons of history on there. It's incredible. It just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Okay.
Go back and see all that. I mean, stuff from like literally the year you came back and earlier. Incredible. This is a pizza hack. I personally have some problems with it. I'll give it to you and you tell me if you think this is a good thing. If you're trying to be more health conscious, I don't know why you're eating pizza. This is a pizza hack. If you're trying to be a little more health conscious, you probably don't want all the grease on your pizza. So for most of us, we take a paper towel and we tap off all the orange grease that's on there. Like, that's the way. If you want that. I personally just want to eat the grease. Because I figure I'm all right. I'm in for a penny and for a pound.
Okay.
Paris Hilton, she takes the piece of pizza.
There's the hook. Okay.
This is her hack. She takes this big piece of pizza. It looks great. It looks like they're having a big party too. There is a fat stack of pizza boxes, which is just stacked up. She takes the pizza slice and she slaps it down on top of the closed box next to her. And then she picks it up again, puts her fingers underneath it so that she can get, you know, the cheese doesn't stick to the top. And she slaps it down again next to it. So she's leaving these ever lighter orange marks on the top of the pizza box.
I've heard that pizza boxes are sanitary and super clean.
That is thing one that I'm having a problem with.
Yeah, that is.
Because somebody did fold that up and put, I mean, even if you use just the inside of it, couldn't you just have it open? Now, it's also like everything is going to be covered in pizza grease.
Well, what is your common answer to all the things that worry me is, I'm not dead yet, Vin.
It's
so
just,
she must be you. She must be like, I'm not, it didn't kill me. I'm still here.
I just feel like she eats so little pizza. Like we've all seen what Paris is. She just doesn't know what to do. The other thing was in this video that she's doing this non-hack. It's like, that's not a hack. That's just like laziness. She's wearing gloves. She has like half gloves on. And as she's handling.
Wait, you mean like the fingers?
Yeah, like the fingers are cut off.
Okay.
But they seem kind of cottony. Like they go with whatever like springtimey looking outfit she's got on.
But is she like hobo chic?
No. It's here.
What are we going for here? I don't understand. Like, you know, that's a hobo move.
So
fingerless
gloves. This is her. No. This is not fingerless gloves. This is like fancy, her kind of fingerless gloves. So here she is. She's slapping it down. This is her trick. Her gloves are touching the pizza. It's so greasy. And then she picks it up and she's holding it like the gloves. Clearly she does not care. You know, she used to have this cooking show where it was astonishing how bad of a cook she was, A. And B, she would be wearing like this, you know, fabulous leather jacket with like all this really long fringe coming off. And she'd be reaching over things to get to other ingredients and dragging all this fringe.
Well, it's got to be the bit, right? I mean,
I guess so. She'd be like, oh, God, that's going to be expensive to clean. And just like, okay. It's like you're just sticking your money in everybody's face. Like, I don't care. Whatever.
She doesn't care.
I'm rich, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. So anyway, there you go. Apparently, that's how you get the grease off of pizza. And by the way, everyone on the internet is in agreement. Don't do that. The box is not clean. The heiress to the Hilton Hotel didn't have a napkin. Remember when you ironed a grilled cheese on The Simple Life? This is that kind of vibe. On the outside of the box, girl, use the inside. It is more absorbent and cleaner. And many, many, many more. Thoughts and feelings.
All right. Had. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Go yes. Paris.
Go Paris.
I love Paris.
You do?
Yes.
She is weirdly likable.
She's an icon. And I read her book that came out maybe 2 years ago.
The Slitting one?
No, she wrote a book about her journey with ADHD
and her
trauma of going to one of those wilderness camps.
Where she was abused.
Yes, and now she's a big advocate for
She was just
children.
Talking to Congress about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because she's so like this every time she's talking about anything. So it's even when she's like being really, guys in Congress, I'm being really serious about this.
She talks about that in her book. Like it's kind of this voice has become her brand mm-hmm. because of The Simple Life. And
mm-hmm.
she's actually really smart.
Well, she's made a living out of not
sure.
making a living.
Sliving.
Mm-hmm. She's like the original influencer. I mean.
You really love her.
Yeah. That's good. I actually really enjoyed The Simple Life. Did you watch that? The show with Nicole? You should go. You should watch that. If you like her, she's so lovable in that. Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that old one. That was great. Me and you watched
yeah,
that show
watched
back
that
in the
show.
Day.
We
I
loved,
loved
it.
That show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paris. Mm. Speaking of Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian used to work for her. She has now upgraded the viral Skims nipple bra. You know about the nipple bra? I love the nipple bra. They made cups for the bra and they supposedly cast them from Kim's nipples. And they do look great. Like I don't know. For me, I'm like the whole reason I'm wearing a bra is I don't want my nipples to show. Like certain colors, it's really obvious, or a tight shirt, you put on a bra, I don't want that. So, and it hasn't always been that way. There were times in my life when I was like, I'd be completely fine with my nipple showing.
One of my favorite quotes from you is, you've never tweaked your nipples when you've walked into a room? No. Have you?
Yes.
Yes. Tweak them right before you walk in.
Yeah,
so
when I was like 19 or 20 years old. So
showing.
It was, I think it was J-Lo. Who?
Did you see her? She's all flick, flick.
She flick, flicked flick. Him. So J-Lo
so she
had
clearly
an
does that
onset
too.
Nipple flipper.
Pincher.
Yeah. Like, and that makes sense. Like she's modeling like a bathing suit or she's in a video or whatever. And they want to make sure that, her nipple doesn't look puffy. You know, you want that thing to be.
I like a puffy nipple. What are you talking about?
Not through a shirt. It doesn't look good through a shirt. So now this nipple bra that Kim Kardashian has, she's put piercings into it.
Oh.
So is that her wearing the nipple bra? Is that what you're showing me?
It's you got to look close, but you can
here, I'm going to send you this. I've got some better pictures for you. Hold on here. I'm going to put it on the Sarah Prep page. It's at the top. She is, first of all, the original pictures of her in the nipple bra, it's on your prep page. She's wearing it around the office. It's just her in the bra. There's fake nipples. They're on the front of the thing. It looks absolutely fantastic. She's wearing the skim stuff. Like, it is, it's crazy. Now, she's got a new version of this bra. Keep going. Keep scrolling down. She got a new version of it, and it's got, like, the bar.
The dumbbell-looking thing.
The dumbbell piercings on it. So now, there you are, walking around your office, and you've got, or wherever, I guess.
I don't think you wear that to the office.
And look at her. There she is. She's working, and she's working on her desktop.
Is that Kim?
That's Kim. And that's her nipple bra. But now scroll up because there's up at the top there, there's a picture of her, of a different girl right there with the piercing. So it has the nipples and a piercing all on the outside of the bra. And they say it's...
That's hot.
It gives you boob job...
You like that?
...level cleavage and then nipples and...
That's hot.
...barbell. Thank you, Paris, for weighing in on this story.
I've never thought that boobs needed any kind of ornament. Like, they are their own.
Yes.
Ornamentation, but I know there are people into that, and that's why I think you. Although it would be disappointing if you wore that somewhere and didn't have nipple piercings, someone who's into that would be disappointed.
Well, I guess you'd have to bring it to them in the taxi on the way home, just so you know. I've got chicken cutlets on the side, and I don't have pierced nipples.
I'm a phony.
Well,
guys don't care.
No,
she's also not going home with every guy. So, you know, if it's just for ornamentation, then that's what it's for.
I'm not into piercings, but I certainly wouldn't not date someone if they had them.
Yeah.
But I don't look at that for inspiration ever. If I'm looking at something for inspiration and there's a piercing there, I'll usually go, and I turn it off and find another thing.
I always think to myself, oh, that seems like it's painful and could get infected. It's just not hot. But some people are
no,
really
I know.
Totally
it's not for me,
it,
but
yeah,
I had a roommate that was super, and he gave himself and he didn't give it to himself, but he got a Prince Albert.
Oh.
That's in through the front and down out the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Does that split the string?
That's a guy who was spanking girls regularly.
He had chains attached to his wall in his bedroom.
And
he was advertising on Craigslist.
It was no, this wasn't Craigslist. This was The Reader, but he was meeting people in The Reader, which is like a weekly newspaper in San Diego. And he would meet people and do stuff with them. And
all the people.
He was a very nice man, but he was very, very sexually active.
Yeah.
Very. And I thought I was horny. I mean, I am horny, but I just don't clearly act on it.
Every urge at every moment.
Yeah,
I never attached a board that had handcuffs attached to that to your room. Got to find the studs on that. That's easy to pull out.
I just don't have it in me to like look and then go, let's see what happens.
Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah.
You never done that? A lot of guys would just, met that night.
I met him. But you're there, nose around.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
You get a feel. Whoopi Goldberg is revealing she hasn't worn a bra in 50 years. No one was surprised when they heard that. She said she didn't care if they hit the floor. She's on The View, and they're all giving her crap for it. And she's like, gravity is taking them down. And then she does like a hacky sack move, like to kick her boob up and slings it over her shoulder. Like this.
The inside of the... Yeah.
They hit the ground. I just take them up and put it over the shoulder.
All right.
Which is about the funniest. And she's a comedian. And I was like that is hysterical. Obviously, she didn't really do that. She was pantomiming that if her boob ever fell that low. Of course, the crowd went wild.
That show continues to be on, doesn't it?
Continues to be a thing. She looks, I think she said she was on one of the Manjaros or Ozempics or whatever the names of all of them are. Because she looks fantastic.
Well, I've mentioned to you guys that I try to get fairly regular physicals,
And each time I've gone in there, and I've varied from, you know, being in great shape to where I am right now, which is about 15 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had this doctor say to me, you've got to drop this weight. You're pre-diabetic and you're this and you're that and you've got to.
Why don't you get on one of the things? They're supposedly so great for your blood work and.
Well, no, I don't. It's not even that. What that's. But if I'm getting that at 15 pounds overweight, what must everyone else? And I think most people just don't go for physicals.
Mm.
I think they just go, I don't want it. I don't need anyone telling me.
Right.
I already told myself, you know.
But if you could not have terrible health things happen to you and someone suggested, did they suggest this for you at your.
No one's. I postponed my appointment, which was like a month ago, so that I can drop the weight before I go in. So I have an appointment in a month or two.
Great. I'm sure you'll drop all the weight.
It's going to work out.
Sure.
I got this.
As usual.
Yeah. Mm. No, I can do it.
Mm, I've
done it before.
You. Mm-hmm.
I was younger.
You are,
I know.
The harder it is.
But I'll get it done.
Okay.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah. Or you could just kick your man boob up, sling it over your shoulder.
Don't.
It'd be fine. I think I'm out of time. You know what? I will say this. This is fun. I'm going to post it up. Page Six has blurred it out, but you might be able to find it unblurred. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez hanging out on his $500 million super yacht, and he's spanking her.
What are you talking about?
He's spanking her.
Literally.
Literally spanking her. He comes over, they're kissing and cuddling, and then he's.
Did Bezos have kids?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
With Mackenzie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know that she worked at the company with him, so mm-hmm. But I mean, who better to have to give you all the time off you need?
Right. Be married CEO to the CEO.
He's got a son named, he's got four children.
Oh, all with Mackenzie, or did he have?
Yes.
Good. Oh. I'm glad somebody's going to get to benefit from.
Right. Well, I mean, the girl getting spanked on the deck of the boat in broad daylight with people taking pictures. She's also benefiting.
True.
So I'll put those up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos. Having some fun up there on the deck of the super yacht. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a lot of stuff, including I'll get to that sunscreen. As we're getting ready for summer, I've got a sunscreen story for you, and it's a good one. You need to know this. And some fast facts and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. You can now watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Just go to youtube.com/@@RadioAlice973 and check out all the fun.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Make a big splash this summer enjoying water activities at Aqua Adventure Water Park.
Okay.
Go to FremontBank.com to learn more about its community involvement and also visit GoAquaAdventure.com. Sounds fun. It's that time. Things are warming up.
They are.
In fact, today is hot. It's
supposed to be the hottest day of the week, right?
Sunny, windy. And there is a fire warning out there, so please be careful with your ciggies. Put them out in water if you can. And certainly don't put them out by flicking them out the car.
Yeah. Unreliable at best.
Right. The Pacers play the Knicks tonight in the NBA playoffs. It's game one for tonight. I wanted to mention this because I do think it's important, and I spend a lot of time in the sun, and I also spend a lot of time looking at this website, EWG. It's short for Environmental Working Group. They just posted their annual report on the best sunscreens to buy.
Oh.
They have standards that often are very strict to the point where you'd go and you like something you like, you'd go look it up and go, oh my God. This is terrible for me. So you want to look at it and take it with a grain of salt in that I think certain things, like I want to use the best sunscreen on my face, but sometimes it can be too thick for.
You know, it'd take forever to smear that all over your body.
Well, it's just so, yeah, you couldn't, and you wouldn't want to because you'd be like, oh.
You'd look like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg.
You want to wear a thinner one on your body. If you can. So anyway, I just EWG. Actually, let me check it on my own because I'm right here. Health. I can't find it right now. But EWG is a website. They put all this stuff. They do say that, you know, some of these chemical sunscreens can be bad for you in that the stuff in, even though they're protecting you from the sun, the stuff in there is not great for you or the environment. In some cases, you may have heard they talk about certain sunscreens aren't reef safe.
Yes.
Because some of the things, some of the chemicals in there end up killing reefs. So check out this website and you can check out the sunscreens you use and maybe find EWG. And actually, I couldn't find my link, but
let me put a link to that up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page because John's always looking for that stuff too. Like he recently made us change a bunch of stuff at our house because of phthalates. Phthalates. He was like,
it's
we got
.org, EWG.org.
That's the one. Okay,
we'll put it up.
EWG's 2025 guide to sunscreens. So you can check what you're using. It'll tell you, they have numbers and they go from green, yellow, red. Mm. Not good. Don't use this one. So
it may still work for you as a sunscreen, but not awesome for the world at large.
Or whatever. Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of things you can look into on that site. Okay, so there's that. I just think that's important. We all need to be using sunscreen, especially on our faces. Mm. And if you're by the ocean, it's even more important because the reflection off the water can just nuke your face.
Sure you get under your chin, under your nose, under your eyebrows.
Right. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
There were such low expectations for Star Wars that it was only shown in 42 screens nationwide for its opening weekend. The expectations were low, despite it becoming
the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, it's such a giant part of our culture.
What a funny thing. It was It was such a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, remains that way.
And you know, I have vivid memories of waiting in line at Fashion Island in Southern California. They had a movie theater there. That was the place we'd go line up for Empire. And because once it broke, it became the biggest thing. Then it was huge.
You know, what did you say? 42?
42 screens nationwide for its opening weekend.
Final Destination this past weekend opened in 3,500 theaters.
Right. There you go.
And Thunderbolts is in almost 4,000, 3,900. But I've definitely seen ones like I think like a Mission Impossible probably shows in, because they'll show in multiple theaters, multiple auditoriums in one theater sometimes.
Right.
So I'm sure that Mission Impossible will show in a zillion places.
Well, I know I'm going to see Lilo and Stitch this weekend.
Ooh,
I'm also a bad review
of that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm reminded Scathing. Bottle Rock is this weekend as well. Yeah. So I'm going to that.
Got a lot on your plate.
Things are stacking up fast. Mm. By the way, I told the missus to add a dozen bagels to her souvenir suitcase. And she said, oh, great. I'm bursting at the seams.
Great.
But she didn't say no, so we're good.
Yay, thank you.
Yay.
So happy.
Fresh bagels.
New York bagels.
Real bagels. Mm.
Okay. I'm reminded that the great Bob said something the other day as I look at this next story. And when she said it, I was like, that is really profound.
Mm.
Bob said, it's a slippery slope. And I was like, boy, it sure is.
Yeah. Let's get a list started for Bob.
It really is a slippery slope. You're right.
Things that Bob says.
This is one of those things that I have found myself on that slippery slope. Mm. And you just end up crazy.
Mm.
You end up crazy. So be careful as I tell you these disgusting things we all do without realizing how unsanitary they are.
Okay, tell
like
me.
Like getting the oil off your pizza on the top of the box.
Ah, you'll
Paris,
live.
Paris, you crazy person.
You'll live. What could possibly have landed on that box? Oh, that's fun.
Now, I do this. I just did this last night.
Okay, tell me.
Washing chicken.
What's wrong with that?
They say, spreading salmonella all over my kitchen and the sink is not anything I ever plan to do. If chicken gets cooked completely, it's not going to be dirty when you eat it. I totally soak chicken. Do you not soak chicken?
I might marinate it, but I would definitely rinse it.
Yeah, you rinse it.
Yeah, I rinse it, and I have a certain board that can go through my dishwasher that I would prepare it on.
What do they call that when you put chicken in a thing of water and salt?
Brining.
Brining. Yeah, I brined the chicken.
Do you rinse it off? You wash it first and then put it in the brining bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. I guess that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
That now you're putting the salmonella, if there is any, all through your sink.
Well,
yeah.
You've
taken food handling courses.
I'm paranoid about stuff, and yet I will still brine the chicken. Okay.
I don't think they're talking about brining. I think they're talking about washing it.
10-pin bowling. Is that regular bowling?
No. Yes. It's with the fingers in your...
Right. Bowling while eating food. That is kind of a good point. I mean, those balls are not clean, and there you are picking up your food and putting it down, and then you stick your fingers in.
I never think about those balls, and I just put it right out of my mind. I just think to myself, don't think about that. Because they are holes. You're putting just without thinking about it. I mean, there could be a tarantula in there. I mean, actually, there could be a much smaller spider in there.
Well, I think the bigger concern is that a booger picker had just been using that ball, and now you stick your fingers in there.
All things I'm going to not think about. You know, somebody, anything could be in there.
Oh.
They could have let their pizza grease drip into the hole in that ball.
See what we mean? It's a slip. Sorry.
Yep.
See what Bob means?
See, Bob.
It's a slippery slope. Going to work sick, they mention. Well, I mean, you know,
sometimes you
shouldn't.
You gotta, but don't. Or put on a mask and tell everyone, look, I'm really sick.
These are gross things we do. Using a touchscreen to order food at a fast food place and then continuing to eat that food with the fingers that were just on the screen that every person that's come through there has touched.
Yeah, you'll live. Don't worry.
Oh, boy. Placing your handbag on the floor, especially of the ladies' room. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, I would never put it on the floor of the ladies' room. But in a restaurant, I'll drop it on the floor. It's too heavy to hang.
The amount of people I've seen come out of a toilet cubicle and immediately leave without washing their hands is diabolical. It happens all the time.
I never see that. There's no question. I've never, very, very rare. Is that a dude thing?
I've seen dudes do it. I've seen it recently. Yeah. Not out of the
I heard somebody dropped a bomb in the men's room this morning.
You?
Everyone was talking about it.
All I said was, if you like the smell of poop, you should go in the men's room right now.
I was trying to let you off the hook, my friend.
Boy, were you right.
Well, I mean, what? Who else was it going to be? There's in this room. Who's here?
There are the listeners don't know what our groupings are. I was trying to let you off the hook and not say that you told on everybody's stinky butts.
I don't even know who it was. I didn't see who it was.
You did say that they were trying to be quiet, though.
They were very quiet. And I was letting you know.
Should we walk around the
if you
hall
like that smell, it's there right
well, thank
now.
Thank you for alerting me.
There is Febreze in there.
We have Febreze in ours, too. I wonder if someone's putting that there, like, on purpose.
Well, yeah.
Like, the cleaning crew. Febreze is always in there.
He's always in the studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On this list of things that are disgusting that we all do that you should stop doing was the old toothbrush in a jar on the bathroom sink counter in the bathroom where all the poo particles and all the other things fly around. I feel like I do that.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to put it?
You could put it in the medicine cabinet, which I've done, but my medicine cabinet's kind of... You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me. My daughter was out in the sun and got a little pink. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, yikes. You need to make sure you're wearing sunscreen, kid. And she goes, okay, you know, okay, no big deal. And the missus goes, you should put that vitamin C serum on that so that it'll even out. Mm. And she goes, okay, where is it? And I go, I believe it's in the medicine cabinet upstairs. In fact, I think there's two of them right next to each other on the second shelf up. Like, I just knew where they were. Mm-hmm. She goes upstairs. She comes back down. She goes, I cannot find them. I go, kid, I told you exactly where they are.
Is she a real bad looker?
She's a bad looker like most kids are, but she also doesn't know what a medicine cabinet is.
Oh, right.
Who uses that term anymore,
everyone,
I guess?
Everyone uses it.
Oh,
that's
everyone
where things
does?
Are kept, a medicine cabinet, yeah. She just hasn't been in charge of getting the medicine yet.
But we don't have medicine in our medicine cabinet, do you?
Yes, of course I have medicine in my medicine cabinet.
You don't have a shelf with all the medicines in another room?
No.
Oh.
I do have a shelf where there's some vitamins and some aspirin. But other than that, like Band-Aids, aloe.
Are in the medicine
eye
cabinet.
Eye drops. Huh. Earwax cleaners. Yeah, I don't know what else we have in there.
I walked her upstairs and I go, I told you the medicine cabinet, second shelf up. There's two bottles right here. I open the thing. She goes,
I didn't even know that opened.
I didn't know what a medicine cabinet was.
Oh. Wow.
You're 11.
She has never had to go get her own medicine.
Did she call it something else?
She just didn't. She goes, I looked under there.
In the bathroom. Oh, she thought it was.
She looked under the sink. You know, the.
That's a cleaning cabinet, basically. There's some toilet paper, maybe some toilet cleaner.
So, you know, as a parent failure, I didn't tell her where the medicine cabinet or what a medicine cabinet was.
I'm sure you just figured she'd gleaned that in her lifetime. It is weird that she didn't know.
It is super weird.
It hasn't. I don't believe that they've changed to something else.
I told her the medicine cabinet and she looked under the sink. Wearing your shoes in the house.
Yeah.
That's one I've come to believe.
I don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't do it.
And I keep shoes that I keep Crocs by the back door and kick off my shoes at the front door when I come in.
Letting your pets on the kitchen counter.
Oh, no.
Well, cats don't ask.
That's what squirt bottles are for. My cats don't. My cats will get on the table in the dining room. And then they see me coming and they run for it. But I've never caught them on the counter since I.
Putting luggage on the bed after it's been rolling around in a gross airport or laying on your bed with your outside clothes on. I am with both of those. Mm. Don't do that.
Yeah, we open up our suitcases in the dining room on the table there. And then I guess you can wash it down afterward. But John is really, really paranoid about bed bugs.
As he should be.
Yeah. They say that you can take if you have any thought that you might have bed bugs, you take your suitcases, you roll them into your backyard and put them into like black contractor bags, like big, thick bags, tie them closed and let them sit for a couple days in the sun. Like it heats up in there and it becomes a place that will kill the eggs and the bed bugs, supposedly. Hmm. I mean, this is, you know, so that's what happens to our stuff. It just sits out in the yard for
good
a couple
job.
Days.
John's really? Doing a great
that,
job. Yeah.
Is that what should happen?
They say here, not using a bidet after you number two. Well, we don't all have access to those.
That, right.
I do try to go before I shower though, because I would be like when we were talking about Christina has to check out of the hotel and she's going to be gone all day.
Yeah.
Into the night.
Yep.
She'll work all day. Then she leaves for the airport. Then she gets on the airport, or gets to the airport, gets on the plane, flies for.
She'll have travel situation.
Full on travel situation, which I wouldn't want. Like
it's like a full day.
I immediately felt terrible for
her.
And Maddie's like, that's business travel. That's what you do. And I swear to God, I thought if I couldn't get a poop out before I left, I would. I don't
feel like I can't leave.
I'd be so bummed.
I gotta buy another night here.
Because I would be.
I simply cannot venture
into my
day.
Mortified after if I had to do that in the middle of the day and no way to clean myself.
God, it's hard to be you.
It is hard to be me. You're right. It's as I said.
Slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
Thank you, Bob.
That's a nice way to start your list.
It really, it
we're gonna
that
add
one,
a lot to you.
That one stuck with me. Mm. It's a slippery slope. Bob.
Maybe date it too. Sometime last week. Yeah. Keep track of these things.
I like it.
That's one people can use. I think that people will hear it's a slippery slope and think to themselves, wow, I can use that for certain situations.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, and for God's sakes, put down the lid before you flush. All right.
Oh, okay.
The poop particles are a thing.
I don't know. I feel like I've lived this long. Everything's going to be fine. Put down the toilet before I flush. What if something disaster happens and I don't realize it until it's too late because I had the lid down?
408 says, it's not just a dude thing. Some women don't wash their hands either. So gross.
Oh, everybody who uses the bathroom here walks out and I can hear.
Oh, that's the soap.
Yeah, that's the soap dispenser.
It's a good impression.
Thank you. Yeah. You have the same one in your room.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. But you know, women don't have to aim anything, so they don't have to touch anything. Mm-hmm. So, to some extent, there's no, you know, they didn't just touch their wiener.
That's true. We had separation of church and state when we were cleaning things up.
What?
There was some...
Oh, my.
Never mind.
Don't want her. She's trying to riff off of the ridiculous things you're prompting her
yeah!
with.
Thank you!
Have the audacity
I'm trying to,
say, to
be a
what?
Partner!
She's yes-anding.
You know what? I might be in love with Bob.
I know that you are. I am, too.
Like, she really gets me on a level that a lot of people don't.
No. Oh. She just stopped talking and stared at me. I was looking at other stuff, and then I looked up and went,
that was a stare.
What is happening here?
We're going to take a quick break, unless you want to sneak something else in.
No, we're good.
Billboard, Oreos, and Vogue.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.